Welcome back. Mac Minutes, episode 80 for Friday, June 12th. Apple reveals lineup for its biggest ever Worldwide Developers Conference. This is the Mac Minutes podcast with John Scudder, where you will hear about the world of Apple and how technology can help you work smarter, personally and professionally. We will give you the news you can use in minutes, not hours. That's why this is the Mac Minutes podcast. In this episode, we will discuss Apple revealing its lineup for its biggest ever Worldwide Developers Conference. The Worldwide Developers Conference, commonly referred to as WWDC 20, will include a keynote address, platform state of the union, more than 100 engineering sessions, all new developer forums, one-on-one labs with more than 1,000 Apple engineers, and more. WWDC 20 kicks off with a keynote address on June 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. This is something surely not to miss. Many tech journalists are expecting hardware announcements during or just before WWDC 20. Now in its 31st year, WWDC 20 will be the biggest WWDC to date, bringing together the global Apple developer community of more than 23 million in an unprecedented virtual way from June 22nd to the 26th. Apple Thursday shared the WWDC 20 lineup, including keynote and platform State of the Union timing and information on how developers can learn about the future of iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and watchOS, and engage with Apple engineers. As usual, Mac Minutes will be covering the event, so stay tuned to the podcast webpage, macminutes.blubrry.net, for major announcements, and on social media at the Mac Minutes Facebook group and on Twitter at minutes_Mac. Let's briefly cover the events. First is the special event keynote, which we said is on June 22nd at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time. Discover exciting new innovations and updates coming to all Apple platforms later this year. The keynote address will stream directly from Apple Park via Apple.com, the Apple Developer app, the Apple Developer website, the Apple TV app, and YouTube, and will also be available for on-demand playback after the conclusion of the stream. Second is the platform's State of the Union. This is scheduled for June 22nd at 2 p.m. Pacific Daylight Time. You can hear directly from Apple engineering leaders as they dive deeper into the latest advances across iOS, iPadOS, macOS, tvOS, and watchOS. State of the Union will be available on demand via the Apple Developer app and the Apple Developer website. Third is over 100 engineering sessions, June 23rd to 26th. Starting June 23rd, developers will have the ability to learn how to build the next generation of apps with more than 100 technical and design-focused sessions helmed by Apple engineers. Videos will be posted each day at 10 a.m. Pacific Daylight Time and will be available in the Apple Developer app on iPhone, iPad, and Apple TV, as well as on the Apple Developer website. The application is in the Apple App Store. Even if you aren't a developer, the application provides you a trusted source of Apple information. Next is the all-new Apple Developer Forums. The all-new Apple Developer Forums will connect the developer community with more than 1,000 Apple engineers to answer questions and engage in technical discussions. Starting the first day of WWDC 20, anyone can search and view the forum discussions to follow along, and Apple Developer Program members will be able to post their own questions and learn directly from Apple experts. And lastly, developers are encouraged to download the Apple Developer app, where additional WWDC 20 information will be shared ahead of June 22nd. Information will also be made available on the Apple Developer website and by email. I have downloaded the Apple Developer app, and there is already information available. That takes care of the WWDC 20 information for right now, but surely in the next week ahead, there will be more information available from Apple. I wanted to change topics and talk about the Alaskan Apple Users Group, which is referred to as AAUG and is available to Mac Minutes podcast listeners. With Zoom virtual meetings, we now have participants from the East Coast to the West Coast and are looking for international Mac Minutes listeners to participate. AAUG modified their meeting times to make it more convenient to other U.S. and international participants. There is no fee for most events, and if you decide to join the group, it's $25 for a single member. The Computers and Caffeine meeting, which is scheduled for June 23rd at 10 a.m. Alaska time, runs 2 hours, which is a casual setting where participants can bring their computer issues on a first-come, first-served basis. You can stay online as long as you like or as little time as you want. Surely, WWDC 20 topics will be at the forefront. The Zoom meetings will be posted shortly on the AAUG and Mac Minutes Facebook group websites. If you are a listener who doesn't use Facebook, you can get the Zoom codes by emailing jonkscudder@gmail.com. The email address is also on the Mac Minutes webpage. The Mac Minutes and AAUG groups would enjoy having you as a participant. If you have a question, please get a hold of me and I can answer them in a future episode. The Mac Minutes webpage, again, is located online at macminutes.blubrry.net. Other places are Twitter @minutes_Mac and Facebook @MacMinutes. So that's all we have for Mac Minutes this week. I'd urge you to join the Mac Minutes podcast group on Facebook, where I post articles from the top tech journalists. People can discuss topics, post articles, join special events, and other great tech happenings. For the Mac Minutes listeners, I hope all of you and your loved ones are well, and I look forward to seeing you on a next week's Mac Minutes. Thank you again for listening, and Mac Minutes is available on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeartRadio, CastBox, Deezer, and many other podcatchers. Take care of yourself during the upcoming week, and we'll see you on the next Mac Minutes podcast.